Salve!
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
On the main street of a sleepy little Kansas town noticed anything unusual about the five horsemen who pulled their mounts to a halt at the hitch rack in front of the bank.
Oh.
You wait here, Frank.
Keep your eyes peeled. When we come out of this place, we'll be coming fast.
Sure, Ollie, I know.
All right, boys. Follow me.
Certainly no one suspected a bank robbery. Least of all, the sheriff who dozed in his office nearly a block away. Nor a young boy and his mother who were driving down the street in a buggy. They were as surprised as anyone else when the afternoon's calm was suddenly split by the roar of gunfire. Gunfire that spelled tragedy. It was almost midnight in a little house at the edge of town. A doctor had worked for hours trying to save a life that hung in the balance. Finally, he walked out of the bedroom and onto the porch where an anxious man named Luke Brady stared into space.
Doc, is that you?
Yes, Luke.
Get him away. She's going to be all right. Is she? No. I can tell by the way you look at me. The answer's no.
Brady. Things like this are hard to put into words.
Then she... You mean Kathy's gone?
I was going to call you, Luke. One minute she was sleeping, and the next...
That's all right, though. I know you did everything you could.
Believe me, I did. If it had been within my power to save her life...
How about my boy, Star? How's he?
Star's all right. He'll be as good as new in a couple of days. Takes more than a simple scalp wound to down a lively youngster like him.
My wife killed. My son wounded by two kinds of bullets. Laws and the outlaws.
Sheriff says he's pretty sure it was the Ollie Masters gang. There's a posse out now trailing him.
Ollie Masters. It's the name of one murder and I'll hoot skunk I'm not likely to forget. Any more than I'll forget law dogs and their itchy trigger fingers.
You better, Luke. Not that I blame you, but... Oh, I wish there was something I could do.
No, Ducky. There's nothing anybody can do. Except me.
You? Listen, Luke, don't try to tell me.
Do you know anything about the stars in the sky? Stuff like that? I think they call it astronomy.
No, other than admiration for the heavens, I'm afraid I know very little about the science of astronomy. Why do you ask?
I know less than that. Look up there. You see that star, Shannon Rhee Bright?
You mean the North Star? I guess everybody recognizes that one.
Me they do. But I'll bet it doesn't mean as much to other folks.
I don't understand.
Down in Texas a few years ago, I was just an ordinary, no-good cowboy. No luck, no ambition. Then I got a job driving a trail herd up here to Kansas. And that's when everything changed.
What do you mean?
One night, just before I went to sleep out on the prairie, I found that star up there. I sort of dabbed my loop on it right away. Call it mine.
I see.
I guess it sounds kind of loco, but having my own private star gave me a lot of confidence in Sam. Some nights it was cloudy. I couldn't see it. But when the weather cleared, my star was always there. Always in the north. So I kept following it. As soon as everything settled, Kathy's funeral and all, I'm leaving this town for good.
Leaving? Why, Luke, what about Star, your boy?
His aunt, Kathy's sister, can raise him better than I could. Besides, I'm going to be busy following my North Star till it shows me how to even the score.
What kind of a score?
A three-cornered one. Between me, the law, and an outlaw.
True to his word, Luke Brady left his home, headed north, and never returned. Several years passed, years during which young Star Brady grew to manhood. He was a quiet, thoughtful young man who minded his own business. One night after a barroom fight at which he defended the name and reputation of his absent father, Star Brady was taken by Tonto to the Lone Ranger's secluded camp.
Oh, Scott, hold fire. Hold fire. Yeah.
Well, Injun, I guess we outran him, all right. Thanks for helping me out. If I'd known that whiskey drummer was packing a gun, I never would have swung on him. But he made me so mad, I wanted to...
I heard you right up, Tonto. You made a quick trip into town and back.
What? Mash!
A big man saloon pulled gun on this fella. Me help him.
Good.
You must be the Indian's partner.
Yes, that's right.
This is a funny one.
Why?
I got into a fight because a loudmouth whiskey drummer said my dad is an outlaw. Next thing I know, I'm tied up with a couple of them.
Tonto and I aren't outlaws. What's your name?
Brady. Star Brady.
And is your father's name Luke Brady?
Well, yeah. How'd you know?
I've heard his name before. Is this town your home?
Well, it has been, but my aunt died about a week ago. After what happened tonight, I think I'll head out.
Oh? Head out? Which way?
I don't know. North, I guess. That's the way Dad went.
Tell me something, Star. How long since you've heard from your father?
Well, I've never heard from Dad. Correct, I mean. He used to write letters to Aunt Flora all the time, when I was growing up, to send her money.
I see.
She said he was doing special work of some kind up north. And the way she talked, I always figured he was working for the government.
Maybe.
But I know he's not an outlaw. No matter what anybody says, he couldn't be.
Yes, Silver. Ready, Tonto?
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Now, wait a minute. You haven't told me how you happened
to... The big fella right there.
I think your idea about leaving this town is a good one, Star. There's great country up north for a young fellow like you who wants to work hard.
Oh, yeah, sure, but all of this don't make sense. First the Indian helps me out of a fight, then we ride out here and meet a masked outlaw who asks a lot of questions.
Don't worry about it. The important thing for you to do, Star, is keep holding on to that idea you were fighting for tonight.
On, Silver.
In a month's count.
It was one night less than 3 months later when six horsemen reined up their mounts near the railroad right-of-way not far from Laramie.
Well, this is it, boys. Westbound train will come around that bend any minute now.
Close. I suppose it don't stop, Luke. How are we going to get the...
Listen to Hutch. I'd like to see a train try to jump that 3-foot log me and Ben threw across the track.
It'll stop, all right. The important thing for all of you to remember is to keep those masks on. No telling who's riding that steam contraption. Can't take any chances.
Yeah, right.
Hutch, you, Ben, Slim, and Bill, keep the engineer and fireman quiet.
All right, Luke.
Be sure to make them draw the fire out of that engine.
What about me, Luke?
You and I will hit for the express car, Joe. If there's any money aboard, that's where it'll be.
But...
Here she comes. Let's ride.
Get up, get up, get up. Come on.
Oh, Kimasabi, why did you stop here?
Look, Tonto, just beyond the rise, that's the westbound train. Left Laramie over 30 minutes ago. There's no reason for it to stop here unless it... Listen, it sounds like a holdup.
Come on, Silver, come up.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their horses at top speed toward the stalled railroad train, the sound of gunfire increased.
We were right. It is a holdup, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
We'll head for the... No, wait, Full Silver.
Oh,
oh,
you hear that? M.K. Luke Brady.
Yes, Tonto, I heard. I didn't expect to find him so soon.
What we do?
The train guards seem to have the situation pretty well in hand. Unless some of Luke's gang have reached the express car before this...
Them outlaws. And get away. We trail them?
Yes, we will.
Hey, look over there. A white horse and a pig. Two more of them. Let him have it.
Really, the outlaws will have to wait till later, Tonto. Those guards have our range.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
Luke Brady and his outlaws rode many miles to the west before they finally pulled their tired mounts to a halt.
We'll hold up here for a while, get some sleep, and get the horse a rest.
Right.
I still can't figure it. We had a tip there wouldn't be a single guard riding that train. The minute it stops, it pops about 40 of them.
Lucky, that's all. Cloudy night. I was afraid because I couldn't see the... I'll spread my blankets on the other side of the ridge. Wake me in about an hour, will you, Joe?
Sure, well.
Where's he gone?
Well, you know Luke. Always gets off by himself. He likes to lie on his back and look at the stars.
Look at the stars. Yes, me, that's what's wrong with this outfit. That's why our luck's running out. What kind of a local gunslick is that? Always looking at the stars.
The curtain falls on the first act of the Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. 2 weeks later found the Lone Ranger waiting in a secluded camp deep in Montana territory. It was a prearranged rendezvous with the United States Deputy Marshal.
Are you Deputy Marshal Frank Brown from the district office?
Yeah, sure I am. But I didn't expect your mask, just like an outlaw.
Forget that, it isn't important. You've had instructions to meet me here because I've been trailing the Luke Brady gang. know where they're hiding out. The sheriff in Virginia City is a friend of mine. I've warned him to be on the lookout.
You have? And why did you send for me?
Because I have a favor to ask of the law. In this case, it's you.
Yeah?
Before you arrest Brady or his gang, I want a chance to speak to Luke alone.
Why is that?
Personal reason. Well, Tonto, my Indian friend is watching the cabin now. He'll bring word if anything. There he is now. Hey, news, Tonto.
Me see Luke Brady leave cabin, head west.
Good. Maybe this is my chance to see him. Here, Silver?
I don't savvy this at all.
Don't worry. I'll be back soon and help you arrest the whole gang.
Right there, big fellow.
Come on, Silver.
Is that masked critter a friend of yours, Indian? Well, he may be all right. But I don't like the high-handed way he's trying to run things.
Masked man plenty wise. Him know best.
Yeah? Well, it's not my way of corralling crooks. When he comes back, if he does come back, tell him I've gone on to arrest the Brady gang single-handed.
Oh, no, you not do that. Better you not do that. You wait.
Wait for what? I'm the law around here. I'll do as I please.
Meanwhile, in our cabin hideout, three outlaws waited nervously.
Hey, I'm over here by the window. Look what's moseying up the trail.
What do you mean?
A lawman. Big as life. Look at that tin star hanging on his vest.
Well, I'll be... Hand me the rifle.
Yeah. I'll even raise a window for you, Hutch. Got him. You dusted the skunk plumb center. Wonder how Luke's gonna like it.
Luke? You gun crazy hyenas must be out of your minds. Why should Luke Brady say anything about it?
That's right, Joe. And neither will you. Give it to him, Ben.
Cayuse off the trail. I want to get by.
Steady, Silver. Easy now. I'll move over, Luke, in just a minute.
Masked out, Hooch.
But don't reach for your gun because you're covered.
Pretty smart hombre. You know who I am?
I just called you by name. You're Luke Brady.
What's the idea of wheeling? You want a job?
Maybe. I've been watching you and your gang for a couple of weeks. I know there's a bank in Virginia City.
If you know that much, I guess I can cut you in. I'm short a few gun hands anyway.
How about the law in Virginia City? Do you know the sheriff over there?
I never worry about law.
I do. He's a young fella. Only had the job a short time.
Yep.
Yeah. His name is Star Brady.
I do. What?
You didn't expect that, did you?
Star? My kid, lawman? I can't...
His aunt died, so he left Kansas and headed north. Just like his father headed north. Virginia City needed a sheriff. So he got the job.
Headed north. So he's been following the star, too.
What's that?
You wouldn't understand, stranger. I've been trailing the North Star for years. That's why his mother and I gave the boy that name. She was... killed by a combination of law and outlaw bullets. And I've been hoping ever since that my star would show me how to get even.
I see.
You know, I'd give a lot to see that boy of mine.
Oh? How much?
What do you mean?
Do you think it would be worth a few years of your life?
A few... I see what you mean. Give myself up.
With a guilty plea, the court might be lenient. You'd be out in a few years. Free to come and go as you please. Free to make a boy proud of his father.
I can't do that. I've got a score to settle.
So is the law. Think it over, Luke. And while you're thinking, you might as well know this. The law has you and the gang spotted up here. They're going to close in. I'll help them.
You're not giving me much choice, are you?
Yes, I am. I have a camp at the foot of the canyon. If you'll come down there before sunset of your own free will, I'll use all the influence I have with the law to help you.
You never do.
You won't get out of this section of the country. I promise you that.
You might be telling the truth.
I wouldn't have told you about Star if I wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know your name, stranger. But I might draw some cards in your game.
I hope so, Luke.
Well, I guess I'll head back where I come from. Get up here.
Come on, Silver.
Took a little trip. Won't be back.
Neither will your badge-toting friend, Luke.
What do you hombres trying to say?
You do the talking. How about the bank job in Virginia City?
I've changed my mind. We won't tackle it.
I thought so. They tried to double-cross us, but we're wise to it.
We drilled the badge-toter you sent up here. His carcass over there on the bunk, right alongside of Joe's.
Badge-toter?
He ain't toting it anymore. There's a hunk of tin.
Give me that. Why, you loco galoots?
Freeze, Luke!
The 45 that's nudging you.
What?
Now, Luke, if you want to turn around, you'll see the gent that's taking your place with this outfit. Ollie Masters.
Masters. I've waited a long time to meet the back-shooting hombre.
Watch out, Ollie! He's gonna...
Gun barrel across the ear always cools them off.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Leave him here. He's not worth wasting a bullet. Now, that bank job you wrote me about.
Over in Virginia City.
I'll show you how to handle one of those things. Come on.
Worse than I thought, Tonto. The marshal's dead, and so is one of the outlaws. The rest of the gang is gone.
Here, Luke Brady on the floor. Him have bad wound in the head.
Yes, but I don't think it's serious. It must have been a fight when he told them he was going to... What's that in his hand, Tonto?
Look like lawman star.
It is. It's a badge Frank Brown was wearing. Put it in his pocket, Tonto. If he comes to before we get back, it'll remind him of a promise he made.
And what we do?
Ride to Virginia City as fast as we can. Try to prevent a bank robbery. Come on.
When he awoke a short time later, Luke Brady didn't know how long he had been unconscious. He remembered being hit by a gun barrel. And dimly, he seemed to recall a masked man and an Indian. But the most important thing he remembered was a shortcut back trail to Virginia City. He lost no time in following it.
Steady, boy.
When he reached the town, Luke had no way of knowing that a trap was already set for the outlaws he was following. As he dismounted and walked quickly along the dark street, he sensed rather than saw them approaching the bank.
Ollie! Hutch! Men!
What the? Hey, it's Luke!
Reach for your guns, you buzzards, this is it!
Kill him! Burn him down!
Luke knew he was hit because he felt sharp stabs of pain in his chest and shoulder. But he kept on shooting, slowly, deliberately, making sure every bullet found its mark. Finally, when his guns were empty, he was suddenly very tired, and he sank to the ground.
Hold, Silver! Hold, careful, fella!
Right there, big fella!
We're too late, Tuttle. He must have taken a shortcut to beat us here.
Yeah, a masked all hooting an engine. Hey, Sheriff. Sheriff, you better get over the trap, set, Sheriff.
Oh, hello. I didn't expect you to
Our
be
plans here. Went wrong, Sheriff. Evidently, the trap was sprung by someone else.
Well, who's he, Sheriff? What's the idea?
Never mind that. He and the Indian are friends of mine.
You see what happened? This gent on the ground shot down three of the other critters. They're dead.
Yeah. Whoever he is, he saved us a lot of trouble.
Here. Help me carry him over the walk and call a doctor.
Doctor says he's dead, Sheriff.
Oh, that's too bad. I wish I knew who he was.
Your memory will help you, Star. It hasn't been so long ago since you were a boy, 8 or 9 years old.
Since I was... What do you mean?
I just recognize this critter. I've seen his picture lots of times. It's Brady. Luke Brady, the outlaw. In relation to you, Sheriff?
Why, Luke is my father's name, but he's not an outlaw. My father wasn't an outlaw. I know he wasn't. Why, I'll bet maybe there's something in his pockets that'll show you. Here, look at this.
What is it?
A badge. A United States Deputy Marshal star. That's what my dad was doing.
Yeah? Well, if that's true, who's that masked man and Indian were hanging around here a few minutes ago?
Well, I don't know for sure. I guess they're just the men who showed Dad the way to find a star.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.